No, getting your high school little diploma.
It was a turning point, but it wasn't. Now that I look back on high school, I see it as just it taught me a lot about who I am, like where I have to go, my potential. But now that I got into college, it just seems like that's sort of all null and void. Like everything's anew, and you could you could start new tomorrow.
It's an old love affair.
You know?
So there's no new after. It was a great thing to be involved in at the time, all that thing. But that was last year.
This is this year.
What you're doing for me now, babe.
Yeah.
And that means to yourself. Yeah. To yourself, not to the rest of the world. And your new dream is, right now, I assume Subcare Dream finishes paper. Right? If I talk too much, you have a lot of transcribing.
Oh, no, you don't have to transcribe. Okay. You just have to deposit it in the archive. So this is just fun. fun and good.
So I better watch. Okay, that's all right. Nobody will listen to it anymore.
Yeah.
Deposit in the archives, which sounds so important. It's like somebody gathers dust and somebody realizes they can use that cassette for something really important.
Do you have any certain memories or special things that pop out that you remember?
Oh, thousands of things.
Can you tell us about?
You mean year by year or?
No, just not year. Just maybe one or two or whatever.
Oh,
most.
Your most important.
Or at least significant. Both are very important. I'll give you a couple that are funny to me. When I first came, we new teachers were assigned duties. And they assigned me to be the advisor of the freshman class. So I'm officially the advisor of the class of 66 to 70. And I brought in the students, the leaders, and I said, I see advising meaning exactly that. If you can't do something, come to me. But if you can, don't bother me. And they bothered me once in 4 years. I loved that duty. It was perfect. And the reason why it was perfect was I was going for a PhD, I had a lot of other things to do, and I didn't need, and I didn't think they needed a big daddy to tell them whether they should have two lights in the bathroom or one. And that's what the administration wanted. To them, advisement, supervise.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the mentality at the time. When I first came here, for example, in 66, girls, except in the summertime, were not allowed to wear shorts to the classroom, not allowed to wear shorts, and it was strongly advised that they did not wear pants. They were not, they could wear them, but it was strongly advised they did not. The women living in the dorm, and they were not coeducational dorms, and I think that's probably wise. To me, that's the worst thing. I'm not even sure education should be coeducational with their own dorms. That would be a lot easier if there were no boys around in your own school. You always run over here or back into the other school, but God almighty, they're pushing. But on weekdays, there was, I think it was a 12:30 curfew. They locked the doors at the dorm at 12:30, and any student that was not back by 12:30, I think three demerits and you're out or something like that. But therefore they snuck in, of course, and had friends and everything else. But it was a very conservative community. Subtly they expected their teachers to go to church or something like that.
Right.
I, being a long-time atheistic agnostic, being, if you push me, I don't believe in God, but I'm willing to goddamn hope that there is one, so I'll be agnostic if you don't mind. They couldn't, but that was just pressure. They couldn't make you do anything. It was against the law for them to make you do anything. And then, but there were a lot of funny times because the school was more tightly knit. More of the students were dorm students. And 66 to 70, when President Haas was here, you liked snowstorms in the winter because it closed the school down? She did not close school down, period. Her rule was, students, most of them live in the dorm. Therefore, you leave them in the dorm during these snowstorms, they're just going to get in trouble anyway, and they can certainly walk over from the dorm, which is right there, to the classroom. And you lazy teachers can get in. She was right, too.
That's so funny. How many dorms were there?
There was this dorm, the one right in front, I don't even know what it's called.
That's very good.
And the one down the way was just, the construction was just being finished on it. It might have been finished that year or a year later, I don't remember, because they then subsequently built some more onto it.
Yeah.
And they, since the students were, most of them were not commuter students, there was more of a togetherness. You go to the coffee shop, that's one of the things you talk about, bitch and complain. I have hated that new coffee shop they built from the get-go. You, that student coffee shop?
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It is disgusting.
Well, any kind of food they have here is
it's not only the food aesthetically, it's appalling.
Yeah,
I mean, they used to, when I first came, there was really a student get-together point. They had a jukebox in there, and students would get up and dance and tease, and the food was much better, but at least the atmosphere was.
Right.
And then they come in with this, what, they act like you're a bunch of business people going to grab a hamburger on your 15-minute break. And that's the trend I see, is, as I said, this idea that this is a business like IBM. It's not a business. It's an intellectual, or should be an intellectual gathering. But the times change, and one of the things that everything happens in a cycle, and if you are longing for change, if that's what you want, the conservative cycle sliding close to the end. Usually it's 5 years liberal, 20, 25 years conservative. So when the looseness time comes again, enjoy yourself because it'll be short-lived. Right now, Big Brother's all over us, and that's what's going to make us mad. I'm tired of being telephoned every night to get something sold, and credit card numbers, and tired of watching HBO, and all I'm seeing is sex and violence, and I'm nothing against sex, something against violence, but it just seems so inappropriate to me on occasions. I mean, at my age, it embarrasses me. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it's not like I don't know the facts of life, but I assume that it embarrasses a lot of people. It doesn't embarrass you if you're by yourself, but if somebody else came in and saw you watching that.
Right, exactly.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Okay,
thank you very much.
I appreciate it.